departments and heads would love to have us do in Catskill. And through multiple meetings and a lot of conversation and consideration, we reduced that down where the tax bills would be 4.90 and the real percentage increase would be 3.81% for the town of Catskill. But anyway, a couple of the highlights, that challenges that we had during the budget. Health insurance was a big item for us this year. A lot of our insurance companies were like 15 to 17%. We looked at it closely. We did stay pretty steady where we were. Wasn't a big advantage to switch over at this time. And so again, but that was a big factor in our budget. Across the board, it's just for budgetary reasons. Now we're not firmed up. We've got a couple of union negotiations that still are taking place, and we haven't firmed up all the wages for our other employees that are not union. A couple other highlights in the fund balance. We applied $100,000 to our A fund, and in the B fund, we get $197,000 as well. And a lot of stuff in the DB fund is really because we're going to offset, we're going to buy an excavator this year, so it's a one-time purchase, so we're going to recapture quite a bit of that. And actually, it was $197,000, I misspoke on this one. I guess I did that already. $197,000, and then in the B fund, we're applying $100,000 of fund balance there as well. And some of the background on why we did the $100,000 in the B fund. We often talk about buying software for before that department, and we haven't done that. So instead of just retaxing for it, we use fund balance, and it counteracts. So then we do purchase it, and we also had $20,000 in planning and zoning, both for $40,000 total for attorney fees, lawsuits, and things of that nature. We haven't used that, so we're just rolling that money back up into fund balance instead of retaxing again for that. Revenue adjustments, support revenue was reduced by $50,000 to $250,000. We started out a couple of years ago at $300,000. We went to $330,000, down back to $300,000. So we're hopeful maybe at the $250,000 mark that we can achieve it. Ambulance revenue, we didn't make any changes to that. We're at $1.1 million. Looks pretty optimistic this year. It looks like they're going to be on target, probably overshoot that by $100,000 or more. Again, the trends, if you spread this 5, 7, 8 years out, we've usually been landing on 1.2, so we made a decision not to change that. Michael and I, we talked to the board as well on mortgage taxes. We brought that from 106. We've been using 160, 175, so we did, boosted that up a little bit this year, but not a lot as well, because, again, interest rates are going to start going up and things like that. So we did make a little bit of adjustment on that. So if the budget as it stands now, if you were a village resident, your taxes on a home that's really valued around 250, but an assessed value of 100 because we're at a 40% full assessment, I guess you would say. So the village tax on this budget would cost you $351 compared to $327. So your increase would be roughly $23.82. Town of Catskill, on that same piece of property, assessed value of $100,000. Again, the full value could be around $250. Your taxes to the town would be $725.60. Last year it was $698.95. So you're looking at an increase per household of $26.65 for that piece of property. Then that just coincides with the levy. Some of the things we're doing this year, we finally got off the back. The town hall improvements are underway, or close to being underway in the next couple of weeks. So that's an item that we got underway. We had a bond for a couple $100,000. We're throwing maybe $100,000, $130,000 in ARPA money. Senior center, we're doing some work up there with the county ARPA money. HVAC systems, there's things we got to look at the ambulance building. Another item is reassessing properties in 2025 or 2026. Ambulance, replacements, another item that we're looking at because we had an accident with one, so we got to cover the difference in that. But overall, I feel we're in a fiscally sound position. I think the budget is operationally effective. I think the numbers are going to work for what we want to achieve and supply services to our residents. I think it's a fair budget for all the, our parties involved. And again, we still have to work out a few of the details, and we've got some things that, are unknown to us yet as far as contracts. But that's pretty much what I have on the budget, unless anybody wants to have any additional comments about it or ideas, suggestions, or something I may have missed that you wanted to highlight. With that, if there's any comments or concerns anybody wants to make from the floor, we'll open up the floor for public comment. Okay, Joe.
Yeah, the way you're turning.
Not the way, but
Where does the town stand on the tax gap?
Tax gap, we were about 20.
There's no calculation in the budget that must be shown.
I think that is shown. I just,
not in this budget only.
Tax gap were $23,781 over. And if you need a copy of that, we'll get you one.
Well, it's not, the tax gap is not in the budget. It does not show in the budget. Unless you can show me where it is.
Right on the tax revenue?
Should be on the very, yeah, it should be on the tax rate. Okay. You'll have to go online and see if it's on our page. It should be. That's, I didn't view it on our web page, Joe, to be honest, but I'll get you.
No, I don't need it.
Okay.
Well, I'm just asking, if you look at the tax rate for bills, which is, I think, page 2, it shows you the percentage increase. It does not tell you, it is.
Yeah, the tax rate, yeah.
It is $23,000 over the tax limit. So you have passed a resolution to exceed the tax limit?
Yes, we have.
Sorry. Okay. Let's go to the judges budget. You don't need to go to it.
Okay.
They're never going to make their revenue. Through this year, if you look at the actual revenue, which is posted on the budget, it's through June, they've only collected $88,000. And you've budgeted
$300,000. We reduced it from
$300,000. No. I'm talking about last year. Yeah. I'm talking about the 2021 budget. Or 2022 budget.
Year to date.
2021, it was $330,000.
No, we're talking about the actual revenue.
The budget was $300,000 for 2022, and they're at $155,000.
Right.
September.
Right.
So
we're not going to hit
the budget. You're not going to hit the budget.
Correct.
Well,
So you're already at a deficit.
We reduce it to $250,000.
No, he's talking about this fiscal year.
I'm talking about this year.
Yeah, probably not. That's correct.
So you took that into consideration when you did the budget for 2023. You reduced it down to $250,000.
Correct.
Which you think you're going to make. What's happening is that you're already starting off with a deficit in the justice funds. If you don't make your budget for revenue, you're gonna be off. Maybe $80,000 in cash revenue, because that's what you budgeted for the budget. So you've adjusted that in the 2023 budget. You brought it actually down to what you think it may be.
Correct.
But it seems if you look at the trend for the Justice Court is that because of, and it's not because they're not doing the job, it's because of the changes in the bail laws, the changes in the regular laws that you get for speeding and everything else, single cash bail, everything else. What I'm just asking that you again look at that number and try and firm up what you really think they're going to get. And so what you're telling me is you reduced it down to 255 or 252, whatever that number is. Okay.
Ask that question on the 8th, and you might be able to give your better answer. Ask that question on the 8th of November, we might be able to give you a better answer.
I think that you're underestimating your ambulance bill. And the reason I say that, in 2020, you collected $972,000. And this information comes from the New York State Controller's Office. These are your annual financial reports that you submitted to the state. And in 2021, you had $1,378,000. So you changed revenue to $405,000, picked up an additional $405,000 worth of revenue. And you're still using an old number. So I think, from my perspective, you really should be looking at adjusting that number. You don't have to answer the question. I'm just your state aid in 2021 was zero, and you lost $250,000. This is 2020 to 2021, not 2022. You did pick up some federal aid. But your federal aid disaster, you lost $138,000, right? Maybe that's COVID-related 2020-2021. Some of that may be all COVID-related, drops in revenue. Your mortgage tax in 2020 went up $33,163. Are you anticipating drop in mortgage tax next year? Because of the real estate downturn?
Interest rates are extreme. You know, we're going to drive that a little bit. You're going to have less refinancing of mortgages, things of that nature, yes. So, and it's good to underestimate your revenues a little bit and be surprised and have them so high that you don't have money to pay people.
Yeah, but it's not good to underestimate your revenue when you're asking the taxpayer to pick up money that you're actually going to get. Not in taxes, but in other revenue. So the balance is to try and keep the tax rate low as best you can, but of course not understate your revenue. The other question I have, of course, is my favorite subject, which I know the county hates me for, as I was at the county budget meeting. It's fund balance. Right now, you're looking at the fund balance at the end of 2021. This is the A fund now, not any other fund. $1,299,680 unassigned.
Correct.
And you're only using $100,000 to drop your tax rate from the fund balance. Now, the state comptroller and the federal government indicates that as far as fund balance goes, you should keep a reasonable amount, obviously. And they recommend that you keep at least 3 months with the revenue. And right now, your general fund was $4 million, a little bit over. So that's 3 months of revenue of $1 million. Your general fund expenses, the remaining $344,000, so your 3 months of expenses of 800 $136,000. And your fund balance is $1,299,680. But you do have, you can use probably $324,920 of fund balance to cover expenses the first 3 months of the year, although it indicates your revenue is going to be higher than your expenses. So your fund balance still is going to remain, you know, around $900,000. Now, I know the town collects all its, and fund balance is not, and revenues are not really technically an issue for towns, since in the first 3 months of the year, you usually collect all your tax money. So you have cash. You have cash in your account. So you wouldn't be needing to touch that fund balance, or at least not right away. And I think it's inappropriate for this board to only use $100,000 worth of fund balance. It's like saying to the taxpayers, oh, we're doing a good job, we're watching our expenses, watching our revenue, we got our fund balance up to $1 million, quite a change from 2019. 2018, when there were issues, but we're going to keep that money, we're going to put that money in our pocket, and we're not going to give it back to you in the budget. We're going to give you $100,000, we're nice guys and what ladies. We're going to give you only $100,000 that money. Does that seem reasonable? A reasonable fund balance? A reasonable amount of money? I don't think so. I don't say use half of the fund balance. You can still adjust that tax rate down, even if you use $200,000 of it. Now, I don't know, and you don't supply a trial balance for 2022 for the 9 months of the year, or actually probably 8 months since September, well, October just closed out, so it'll be through September. Now, you can do that. TurboTax will do a trial balance for you, and probably, I'm sure that's been done. And that'll tell you how much money you're going to have in fund balance, or close to what you may have at the end of the year. I know revenues dry up as you get towards the end of the year. The state still hasn't given you your CHIPS fund, well, that's the highway fund. So if you're going to end up with a fund balance of this year, at least equal to or a little less than the fund balance you ended up last year, that means you have cash. Look at your cash accounts and then look at the fund balance. Normally they're fairly equal, not always equal, but barely. And I can't tell that because I don't have a copy of your trial balance for the year 2022 through September. I probably could request it, but it's not, it doesn't show as part of the, you don't need to show that as part of the budget process, but I'm assuming the board looked at it, or I'm assuming that your finance clerk gave the supervisor a copy of it, or you looked at it while you were doing the budget. So I think that there are things in this budget that I know you can never anticipate, and your revenue from 2020 to 2021, you had an increase in revenue of $517,000. And this is all A fund. I'm not talking about the other funds. So, I know that you had change in expenses. You no longer have the youth program. And,
We have the youth program. Well, that's actually a higher number, Joe.
Well, in 2020, you used $100,000. In 2021, you only used $30,000. You decreased it by $70,000.
That was what we gave to the community center. That's true.
Right.
But that
program. garbage and garbage, which I believe is probably the landfill, whatever it is. In 2020, you budgeted $250,000. In 2021, you didn't budget anything. So you picked up $320,000 in difference in less expenses. Your state aid did go down a little bit. And your federal aid from disaster did. But your mortgage tax went upwards. And you raised property taxes $390,000. So what I'm asking you to do, and obviously you're not required to do it, but there is a moral obligation in math. A moral obligation to reduce that property tax to the most reasonable level you think you can afford. And sitting with maybe $200,000 in your fund balance is not a reasonable judgment. Now, obviously, you may want to talk to your outside consultant, your CPA firm that does your annual report. Yeah. And I know it's not certified, so. But let's not go crazy.